Yesterday, after the government confirmed it probably wouldn't kill us all, OpenAI was granted permission to unleash the GPT 5.6 family of models onto the public. It comes in three sizes, with Starbucks naming conventions, three models named in New Jersey-style Italian, Luna, Terra, and the flagship GigaBrain, Sol. A model that shatters the latest Trust Me Bro benchmarks, and quite possibly outsmarts Claude Fable, Mythos, and every other model that came before it. If you're an agentic engineer, formerly known as a vibe coder, this is a huge deal. Because Sol tops the agentic coding leaderboard, it has a new ultra mode that can spawn an army of sub-agents, and in my experience, it's extremely tenacious when it comes to getting stuff done. But the timing could not be more sus, because just last week, Anthropic's Fable 5 was brought back to life after jailbreakers turned it into a cyberweapon, while simultaneously, Elon just released Grok 4.5, which might be dumb by comparison, but uses a tiny fraction of the tokens as Sol or Fable. In today's video, we'll get back on the AI hype train and find out if these new models are true game changers. It is July 10th, 2026, and you're watching The Code Report. To understand the launch of GPT 5.6, you need to first understand that frontier AI models must now go to the DMV before you can drive them. Back on June 2nd, the president signed an executive order asking AI labs like OpenAI and Anthropic to voluntarily hand over their most powerful models to the government for up to 30 days to review before release. This process, of course, is totally voluntary, but obviously if you don't volunteer, you might as well throw your company in the wood chipper. So when GPT 5.6 dropped a few weeks ago on June 26, it went to just roughly 20 trusted partners whose participation has been shared with the government. And now that you feel safe enough, let's go ahead and take a look at GPT 5.6 Sol. Basically, OpenAI's new strategy isn't about making the base model smarter, it's about giving the model an entire virtual sweatshop of sub-agents that can be whipped like slaves into building stupid apps that nobody will ever use. Like Horse Tinder, which has sadly failed to attract investors. But with this new family of models, it comes two knobs that you'll want to play with. Max Reasoning, which is basically like Claude's deep thinking mode, and Ultra Mode, which tells the model to spawn a team of AI slaves to tackle problems in parallel. That's especially useful for programmers, if we can even still call people that, because you can have one agent writing some React components, while another handles a database, while the third one fails to build a beautiful UI with CSS. And it makes all the multi-agent orchestration startups out there obsolete, except of course the ones that have sponsored this channel. If we take a look at Terminal Bench 2.1, which is a benchmark that actually matters because it tests real command line workflows versus pointless middle school math, we can see that GPT 5.6 Sol beats Claude Mythos 5. But on Sol Ultra Mode, it chubs up to a ridiculous 91.9%. That's impressive, but when it comes to cybersecurity, it still just barely underperforms Claude Mythos on the Exploit Gem benchmark. One thing that's interesting though is that they left out SWE Bench Pro, which is a benchmark on real GitHub issues with real code bases. Currently, Fable 5 is leading that benchmark, and OpenAI simply didn't publish a score, which in my opinion implies that they're likely underperforming there. In addition, Meter, a nonprofit AI evaluator, detected an unusually high rate of cheating in their initial evaluation. It would often dig out hidden test answers or shortcut metrics to avoid doing actual work. Some people might call that cheating, but others might say it's working smarter and not harder. The only way to truly analyze it is to analyze it yourself. But the big question for everybody right now is which one is better, Claude Fable or GPT 5.6 Sol? I use both of them on the $100 plans, neither of them have ever sponsored this channel, and what I can tell you is that they're both extremely intelligent. Arguing about which one is more intelligent is like arguing about who's the best soccer player of all time, Ronaldo, Messi, or Erling Haaland. They're both so much better than us at soccer, in the same way that Fable and Sol are so much better than us at anything involving intelligence. But Sol is about half the price and tends to get the job done faster. It's like a contractor who shows up with six guys and finishes the job in record time. The Fable, on the other hand, is like one really good contractor who goes very slow but gets the job done right and then bills you twice what you expected. Ultimately, it just comes down to using the right tool for the job, which is why you also need to check out Blacksmith, the sponsor of today's video. It's a drop-in replacement for GitHub runners that lets you run your GitHub actions twice as fast while costing 75% less. That might sound too good to be true, but they're able to achieve this blazing speed by running your actions on bare metal gaming CPUs with the highest single core performance. Blacksmith also makes your GitHub actions fully observable, so you can quickly track down what's happening in your CI pipeline when something goes wrong, which is critical when you have agents writing thousands of lines of code with no parental supervision. Try Blacksmith for free today at the link below, and you'll get 3,000 free minutes per month when you sign up. This has been The Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.